It's absolutely crucial for the future of the service that there is a second breast cancer consultant appointed to support the service and deal with the level of referrals that the service gets. The breast cancer service at Letterkenny Hospital sees about 3,000 new referrals per year, and that is simply too many referrals for one consultant to be able to deal with. Previously, in February, just 2 years ago, February 2015, there was a meeting in the Department of Health at which Sealta Hospital Management, Letterkenny Hospital Management, Department of Health, and also the National Cancer Control Programme are present, as well as Oireachtas members and cancer support groups in the county, and indeed Dr. Sugru, the consultant breast cancer oncologist in Letterkenny. And at that, and as a result of those meetings, there was a commitment given that there would be a second consultant with a specialism in breast cancer appointed to support the service. That has failed to materialise, however. A consultant was appointed but didn't take up the post, but the health service have failed to follow through with re-advertising that post and ensuring that that position is filled. And as a result of that, we are seeing immense pressure in the service and it being very difficult for them to meet the timelines involved in dealing with referrals. So I'm calling, and I've written to the Minister for Health, and I'm calling him to reconvene that meeting, because it's absolutely crucial that the commitment is followed through on to actually ensure that a second breast cancer consultant is appointed to Letterkenny immediately.
Well, just this week, Donegal Action for Cancer Care, which has been raising this issue constantly in recent months, has written both to the National Cancer Control Programme and to the CEO of Sealta, highlighting this issue as well. And they're suggesting that the fear remains that a deliberate attempt is being made to downgrade Letterkenny and put the emphasis on Galway, or perhaps even on the Galvin. Is that a fear that you share?
Very much so. I think without the actual appointment of a second consultant, I think the long-term sustainability of the service is certainly under question and will be under threat. So it's crucial that that second consultant is appointed. There has been commitments and promises given on this. There has been significant work done across by Donegal Action for Cancer Care and by all public representatives and health staff working together to try and achieve progress in this. But unfortunately, the health service and the government have failed to ensure that this has been delivered. And it is putting the service under threat. It's putting it under far too much pressure to operate under the current circumstances. And we need to ensure now that that commitment is followed through on and the second breast cancer consultant is appointed and the government proceed with that process immediately.
This is an issue which has transcended politics and party politics in Donegal. You would expect that to remain the case, that you will get the support of all the other elected representatives in the county for this?
Certainly. All public representatives have been at one in relation to this, and both in terms of civic engagement and the public representatives. Everyone is working for the same objective here. But it's crucial that we actually see the unit secured. It's crucial that we see it given the support it needs to deal with the level of referrals that it gets. It's an essential service for women in our county, and we need to ensure that it is enhanced and protected and made sustainable. And I'm therefore hoping that Minister Harris actually convenes that meeting immediately, within a very short time frame, and that we see the that post advertised and every effort made to ensure that the second breast cancer consultant is appointed and in place in Letterkenny to work alongside the current consultant who's providing a very comprehensive and important service for women in our county.